Hi, I'm Nimisha, and this is my co-host, Jenny.
What?
We're from Toronto, Canada, from the Toronto Vegetarian Association, and we're delighted to have you join us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Welcome.
And welcome to our studio audience, too.
So today we're going to start by making a carrot dill soup, a creamy carrot dill soup without the cream. The idea here is to teach you how to make creamy or dairy-like foods without the use of milk. We've got an array of very healthy ingredients that we're going to use for this soup. Now, the other thing we do to make foods healthy is to avoid the use of oils as much as possible. So today, instead of using the oil, we're actually going to saute using water only. You don't lose any flavor in doing this. So my water is heated, and I'm going to just put in my chopped onion and give it a little stir to just get the onions going and make sure the heat is nice and high here. I have presented this to other people, and nobody has ever said, hey, where's the oil? And then you can start putting the harder vegetables in. So we've got our chopped carrots here, and all I did was, after I peeled the carrots, it's just a matter of chopping them into small chunks. What we're going to do with this soup once the vegetables are cooked is we're going to puree it nice and smooth. So if I can get you to do the same thing with the sweet potato here, which is the second ingredient that we'll be putting in.
And carrots and sweet potato are full. Is it beta carotene?
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah. Beta carotene, very, very good for you. That's a precursor to vitamin A. Which is good for your eyesight and your skin and your hair. I'm going to put these pre-peeled and pre-cut sweet potato chunks in here. I will just give these a stir. You know, vitamin pills, man cannot trump nature. What Mother Nature does for us through these wonderful foods, give the vegetables a stir. So now that the onions are going to disperse evenly through with the sweet potato and the carrot chunks. And we want to cook them until they get very, very soft. So we had that little bit of water to saute.
Right.
Now, the rest of the water is to help cook the rest of the vegetables and to soften them. Now we just need to give it some time to cook. The advantage of having the soup is that the nutrients stay in the water. So we're keeping as much of the goodness in here as possible. Now, I'm also going to add my salt, and that will help soften the vegetables as well. And I don't use very much, just about a teaspoon and a half in a big pot of soup like this. Too much of it can lead to heart disease, high blood pressure. So you want to put in just enough for flavor. So we'll put the rest of the ingredients in after the vegetables have softened a little. Let that cook for about 10 to 15 minutes. So while that's happening, we are going to go and water the vegetables in the garden, and we'll be back shortly. This is the thing about cooking vegetarian, is that it's very easy to make substitutions and it's easy to adjust the recipe to your liking. So some people might find sweet potato maybe too sweet, or, you know, just for variation, you can put in a plain potato and that will help you, you know, still create a lovely, delicious, nutritious recipe, but you don't have to be so tied to every letter of the recipe.
How much water did you put at first when you were sauteing?
At first, in a smaller pot, you would put in only about a quarter cup, just a thin sort of layer of water in your pot. Not very much, because you want that sizzle. You know, you want that effect of sauteing without the oil. If while you're sauteing the onions, you find that they're either starting to stick or drying out, then just add another couple of tablespoons of water. And that'll give you that same effect without the extra added fat from an oil that you don't need. Other things that you can use for sauteing is a little bit of soy sauce or some apple cider vinegar. All of these substances are great. You just heat up a little bit at the bottom of your pot and saute in that, and you'll be cutting out a lot of the unnecessary fat from your recipes. So we are going to check on our soup, Jenny.
Okay.
Let's see how it's doing. I like to check with a fork to see if the vegetables have cooked through, because what we're going to do is we're going to puree this. And it's
nicely.
Still a little bit firm, which is okay. The carrots, but my fork is going through. In order to puree and make it nice and smooth, we need the vegetables to be very soft. But this is also a good time to add our soy milk in. Now, Jenny, I've got the organic soy milk here, which is great instead of dairy. As I said at the beginning,
yes, very much.
We want to get the dairy out of our diet because many people may not realize this, but dairy is just liquid meat. Dairy is just as damaging for the earth. It is just as cruel an industry as the meat industry, and it's just even more damaging to our health than eating meat. It's just so not necessary for our well-being. But there are wonderful substitutes.
Nowadays, you can get so many different varieties of soy milk.
That's it.
And you can get soy cream. It's
Absolutely.
Just incredible. So you don't need to go to any health food stores, the big supermarkets. You can get soy milk so easily. And try and pick up organic if you can.
And so I've got 2 cups of soy milk in here. So I'm going to cover my pot and let it heat through again. You want to be careful and really watch your pot because it can boil over.
Right.
Now, Jenny, there are some people that have trouble with soy, or they don't like the taste of soy. Although in this soup, you'd never know it.
Oh, you wouldn't be able to taste.
You wouldn't be able to tell it. It just makes it nice and creamy and gives it that rich flavor without the fat, because this is also very low fat. However, your other option, rice milk works, almond milk works, there's some grain milks also available. Oat milk or a mixed grain, like a multi-grain beverage, is made out of grain, and it's very milky, and it will help you thicken your soup and make it very creamy. So those are some other options that I enjoy.
There's some method where you can actually make your own milk.
Absolutely. Well, I do make my own almond milk at home.
You do?
I do. And it's actually very easy if you just invest in this little item called a nut milk bag. See what I mean?
Oh,
you
got
to watch that.
That was
you
got to
watch that pot. It can boil over. When it starts to rise up and boil over, just lift the lid to give it some air, and it'll go down. It'll calm down. It's getting to look good, so now is a good time to add my pepper. I've got about a teaspoon of pepper here. I may not add all of it. It's always good to add less and then adjust if you need more. What makes this really delicious is fresh herbs. Now today, I'm using fresh chopped dill, and this is what dill looks like. And Jenny did this wonderful job of chopping it fine. But, I mean, you don't have to chop it too fine because, remember, we're going to puree it.
So
I take the tough stems out. And fresh herbs give this soup a wonderful flavor. And, of course, herbs always add an extra bit of nutrition, too.
Right.
And one of the other herbs that I've used in this soup that works just as well as dill is parsley. Parsley works great. And we'll just let that cook a little bit longer so the dill flavor can permeate right through the soup. Nothing beats fresh herbs. But, of course, in a pinch, you know, for a tablespoon of herbs, fresh herbs, you can substitute a teaspoon of dried.
It's stronger, isn't it? The dried is stronger.
So
you don't need as much.
Exactly. So definitely dried will work, but I always prefer fresh whenever I can get the fresh herbs. So we'll just let that cook through.
And I can
smell you smell that already? Isn't that yummy?
Lovely.
Okay. So the carrots and the sweet potatoes just need a little bit longer to cook, and then we'll blend it and puree it. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back. Through the magic of television, the soup is done. We waited till the vegetables were thoroughly cooked,
mm-hmm.
and then Jenny and I, with the help of our volunteers here today, blended it in a blender, and we didn't want to do this on camera because it sometimes can be a messy business. So if you have one of those hand immersion blenders,
right.
this exercise becomes right. very easy. You just plug it in. You can stick the blender right into your pot of soup and blend it.
Uh-huh.
Now, Jenny, you were telling me about something that your mom did with soups. What was that?
Oh, yes. She made delicious soup. She would take out a cup of the cooked vegetables, and she would blend most of the soup, but then she would add some of the vegetables back in again. So it would give that a little bit of texture.
A little bit of vegetables
that you could bite.
Chunky vegetables
yeah.
that you would get in your spoon as
yeah.
you're eating the soup.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this time what we did was we used the blender and we pureed the whole pot. So we didn't set aside any of the vegetables.
And you know but, what? I'm going to find some herb just to put on top.
Okay,
of that.
So, do that. Geez. Jenny's just going to get some fresh dill and we're going to decorate this.
There
that
we go.
Is
Look
lovely. There we go.
Oh, my.
All right. So that's our creamy carrot dill soup without the cream. But it's, as you can see from the texture, it's just as rich and just as creamy as if you'd made it with milk or cream. But it's much healthier, mm-hmm. much kinder to the environment, and certainly much kinder to the animals. So happy Easter, everybody. Thank
happy
you for
Easter.
Joining us. And we'll see you next time.
I really liked it. It was very good. I think the pepper in it really added a nice flavor to it. Yeah, it was really good. Definitely going to try it at home. It's nice that it has the creamy texture without the dairy. You can't even taste that it's soy milk in there. It still has the same texture as a regular milk would.